Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of LCG's Five Tall Places. I am Jed, and I have a guest with me today. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Whitney Ryan Garrity.
He's our artist in residence here at LCT. He is longtime member and friend of this theater, an accomplished playwright, and that's what we're here to talk about, because we are getting ready to put on a show that you have written.
Yes, Society Page. I wrote it about 10 years ago, and it's been done several times in Lubbock, right here in Lubbock, many times, and we decided we wanted to do it again for the inaugural dinner theater production
for LCT. Our first foray into dinner theater.
Right, and add a little twist to it, so that's what we did.
And what is the twist that you have added to this show?
The twist is that it will have music. It will be a musical mystery instead of just a regular mystery. And everybody likes a little music with their mystery.
Sure.
Society Page takes place in 1929. There is a New York Cafe Society heiress who decides to throw herself a birthday party and invite a lot of sort of Broadway types, entertainers, gangsters, gamblers, to her party to give it a little danger and excitement. And of course, with that kind of mix, a murder is bound to happen.
Which it does.
Right. And so since it takes place in that time period, which we love, I've decided to incorporate some Cole Porter songs from that era into the musical. So that's what we did. So, and now there's music and dancing and singing.
And then the music is not being piped in, is it?
No. No, we are having not only live music, but we have Kegan Peck's quartet, a band that performs in other places in Lubbock, is going to be the band for the birthday party and also play the music for the performers. And Kegan will also sing his own songs, his own Cole Porter renditions during the evening. So you're getting a lot for your money. You're getting a musical murder mystery and a live band.
Which, and I have listened to some of Kegan's stuff that he's, you can find, you know, on, I mean, you may have seen him live around town. You can also find him on Spotify and places like that. And that boy sings like he was born on a craps table in Las Vegas in 1966.
Yeah, he understands that period. Mm-hmm. When I asked him if he would sing some songs for the show with his band, we went over some songs, and he knew this one and he knew that one, and he's already performed this one, and I'm very excited. And
yeah, so he's a good fit.
I got to hear him do them tonight, and he's wonderful.
That is cool.
So, and then we have the show itself and the mystery, and there's dancing by Liberty.
Choreography by Liberty De Leon, who is an exceptional talent herself.
Young and
on and off the stage.
Yes, just young and vivacious and knows her stuff. Mm-hmm. And has really put the dancers through their paces and to amazing effect. We also have it's a beautiful set. It's very art deco. We have these wonderful, sumptuous costumes, the lighting, even the artwork by Jed.
Aww.
Is absolutely amazing. And we've sort of riffed from the artwork for our set and our dinner theater decor.
I was super excited about that because I heard them. The art that I created for this show is sometimes you make art for a show that's like, I got something, I got the piece together, this looks pretty good, we can use this to advertise. This was one of the ones where when I was finished, I went and grabbed Heather and Rachel from their desk. I was like, come look at the Society Page art. I'm real happy with this.
I was very excited.
It was the scheme is very like black and gold gradients, very shimmery gold. And
yes.
I have had so much fun just making the little fiddly art deco bits. So I heard you guys talking, or I think I heard Heather at least talking about the tables and that you guys had gone with black and gold. And I was like, that's what my artwork is.
Yes,
that
exactly.
Great.
Oh, and that's exactly why we did that.
Yeah.
And I always do a little artwork and things for my plays, mm-hmm. for the cover design or whatever. It helps me kind of visualize when I'm writing. And as soon as your artwork appeared, I was like, let's get rid of my stuff quickly. It looks awful compared to yours.
Well, that is super sweet of you to say, because I was real proud of it.
You should be.
There are times when you look at something you've created and you're like, it's passable. And there's other times like, I feel like I did all right here. And
it's almost like you're a playwright. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like that is, regardless of what your creative outlet is, I feel like that's a universal amongst creative types, that like we're often our own. We're like, we'll create something and someone goes, this is great. We're like, what are you talking about? This is garbage.
Right, you know? Right.
But
yeah. We should mention with the Dinner Theater venture that unfortunately the Dinner Theater has been sold out completely. It sold out in 2 days, which is a record, and I'm very, very proud of it. It's kind of a sorry, not sorry situation.
Right.
But there is still seating available. We have the risers with our regular auditorium seating, and we're doing a general admission, so you can reserve your seat, and then if you come in on time, you can sit anywhere you like. We like you to sit anywhere you want as long as someone else is not already sitting there.
Right. Yeah, and that is an important caveat.
Yeah, we don't like trouble.
Right, no. Please don't make trouble. The trouble is all on the stage.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, we were geared up to really hype the Dinner Theater aspect, and it was like, well, it's not available. It sold out way quicker than we were expecting to.
Well, people were chomping at the bit to get the information up, and once we got it up, it was gone.
For serious. It was like, we have a weekly team meeting. We all kind of gather together every week and to kind of go over where we are and go out for the next week, and right before having that meeting, Heather sent out the email to our patrons that here's the next thing we've got coming up. Here's this. And like halfway through the meeting, like half an hour later, she's like, my God, we have already sold this amount of. And then when the meeting ends, she's like, we've sold this many more. We're going to have to add tables. And
she added tables, she did, and the tables sold. And we can't add any more. We won't.
Those tickets were going faster than I could keep the social media updated. Like, I was putting together a post to tell people, these dinner tickets are going fast, and by the time I had it together ready to post, the dinner tickets were gone.
Exactly.
So,
and that's very exciting. I mean, I'm proud of that. That's happened with something that I'm involved in.
Yeah, well, and a show that, like, not just that you're involved in, but it's your show.
Well, I mean, it also belongs to the cast and the crew and the designers and the,
as every show does.
Right.
It belongs to everyone who put it together.
Right. But so, and I think that has a lot to do with how it's already come this far of a success, is the people that are involved in it. I mean, they know people who want to see this because these people are involved, not just me.
Right.
Although I do have followings.
I have
followers.
You have a draw, for sure. But the big lesson we've learned here is that we'll be doing more dinner theater.
Yes.
If people want dinner theater, we will provide dinner theater.
I think the day you're talking about with the meeting was the day Heather was like, yeah, we're going to probably do some more dinner theater. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
Well, this was the first thing she was talking about, fast they were going, and we were all saying it. It's like, we're going to have to do this again.
We've surpassed Rocky Horror as an event, and we have not opened yet.
Yeah.
And Rocky Horror was pretty cool.
And Rocky Horror did well, too. And Rocky Horror is probably something we'll be bringing back, too. We're going to try and make that an
annual thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
well, if it works, keep doing it.
Yeah, if people want it. And both of these are examples of things that people have been kind of clamoring for. Dinner Theater and Rocky Horror, both are things that, like, and we're happy to put them out there and provide them, and people come to it.
I also think that people are coming back to live theater in all forms, because it was, you know, almost 2 years that we couldn't have theater.
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
Right, and so people are hungry for it.
Yeah.
And so this is great for us.
Yeah.
We're more than happy to supply that.
And this is people are excited to be back in theater and be able to see shows again, and we are so excited to be doing all of this.
To be again, in a position where we can provide that.
Where we're, yeah. Right. We're on this end making it and putting it together. It's a really nice feeling. So, but yes, we want to stress that as you listen to this. So, dates. Dates are this Friday and Saturday.
Right. March 4th and March 5th.
March 4th and March 5th.
Right. Friday and Saturday night. The show will start at 7:30. And those are the seats that are available.
Right.
You can get here around 7 or so. House will open at 7. So,
and
there, even those seats are selling.
Yeah, yeah, which is, we want to say, when this episode is over, go over to lubbockcommunitytheater.org and get your tickets. Get them while they are there.
Right.
Because they may not be for much longer. That is, we've been saying that. All season, we have been telling Lubbock, we know you like to wait till the last minute. Don't do that. We're because sometimes you come in the last minute and there's nothing there for you.
Right. I always hear from people who say, oh, I wanted to see your show, but it's sold out. Well,
you should have.
Yeah. Could have been you in the seats and somebody else who got stuck out, but they got there first. So. Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah. We've got so many seats. You got to buy them. Those tickets.
Right. And we've upped, I mean, we're in a new space. We've upped our seats a lot.
Yeah.
More than twice.
Yeah.
And we're still selling, and that's so good.
Yeah. It's a very nice feeling. So go get those tickets to Society Page while they're still available. Do not delay. And we will hopefully see you there at the show.
Thank you for being here. Good time.
Yes.
It's a really good time.
It's going to be a really special evening. But like I said, between this Art Deco 20s murder mystery, Cole Porter songs, Keegan Peck playing the music, it's going to be a really cool thing.
I think so.
Yeah. So we will sign off there. Thank you for being here again to your second time on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes. We will see you later, everyone. Get your tickets.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.